Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
It's good to know you have somebody to lean on, because there are going to be some times when you ain't going to be strong. It's going to be some times when you're going to have some pain. It's going to be times where you're going to have some sorrow. But Jesus said he'll be your friend and he'll help you carry on. So just know whatever you're going through today, there is a tomorrow. You have to believe that there's a tomorrow in order to see tomorrow. If you give up on today, you'll never see tomorrow. You have to believe in tomorrow in order to see it.
And we tune you in to hear. We want to hear from you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Life in the Spirit, faith, excellence, and understanding. Those three keys was given by the Holy Spirit to us as family here. It says, number one, you should conduct your life in excellence. Number two, you should conduct your life in faith. And number three, you must conduct your life with understanding. If you follow those three keys, you will be successful. Everything you do it with excellence. Amen. Everything you do it with understanding. So life in the Spirit. We cannot live the Christian life in the flesh. Forget it. I don't care what church you go to. I don't care who is met up there. You cannot live the Christian life in the what? In the flesh. Let's say it again. You cannot live the Christian life in the flesh. 100% impossible. It can only be lived in the Spirit. Okay? Can only be lived in the Spirit. And so let's recap why. In Job chapter 32, verse 8. Follow me here. You'll quit struggling. If you understand this, you're going to quit struggling. Job 32, verse 8. Let's read it. But there is a spirit in man.
You did not put that in you. It's there. So let's read it again. But there is a what? A spirit in man. And the breath of the Almighty gives him
understanding.
From there. That spirit that is in us, God put there. From there, give us what? Understanding. So we can now live the life on earth successfully. So there's a spirit. And it's not the Holy Spirit. That's the human what? Spirit. There's a spirit in man. He's not referring to the Holy Spirit. He's referring to human spirit, your spirit that you have and I have. So let's go prove it. We need to prove it and know what I'm saying is accurate. So follow me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. There's a spirit in man, spirit in you. From there you get understanding to navigate the terrain of this life. Now, these key scripture, you must know them. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely and make your whole spirit, number one, soul, number two, body, number three. So man, he's a what? Spirit, soul, and body. All of us in here. So that's who we are. So we have to know who we are and understand who we are. So now we are body. Your body is a physical part of you. Your body is what? The physical part of you that gets sick. Your body is a part when you get a cut, it bleed. That's the body, the physical part of you. Physical part of you. Your spirit is a part of you where the Holy Spirit lives. The Holy Spirit does not live in your body. He lives in your spirit. That's where the Holy Spirit abides. In your spirit. So let's get it. Your body is the part of you that get all the vitamins and the nutrients and all of that stuff. That's it. So the Holy Spirit is not in my body. The Holy Spirit lives in the spirit that is in my body. That part, that component, right? Are you with me this morning? So we have the body, we have the spirit, and then we have the soul. The soul is that part of us that is our mind. Consists of our what? Mind. Your mind or your soul is your will, your emotion, your feeling, your thinking. All of that operates where? In your soul. All my emotion doesn't operate in my spirit. He operates in my soul. My thinking operates in my soul. My feeling operates in my soul. That part of me. When I get mad, it operates in my soul. We need to learn this so we know what's going on. If a man doesn't know where he's going, everywhere look the same. If a man doesn't know where he's going, everywhere look the same. Believe me, I'm telling you the truth. Try to find a street that you don't know, but you know it locates someplace in Brevard County, right? Let's say Rockledge, and you don't know. Man, every street you pass, you think, it's that one. I think I should turn on this street. You turn and you find out it's not that, okay? You look over, you say, maybe it's the one next door. And then you keep driving all day looking for the street. Thank God for GPS. You see, GPS know the street. It locates it, and it will take you there. So if a man doesn't know where he's going, what? Everywhere look the same. If you don't understand all your makeup, if you don't understand that the body works separate from the spirit and the spirit, you see the Holy Spirit works separate from the body and the soul, then everything going on, you'll say it's the spirit. This is the spirit of God, or this is the devil, or this, you know, you're confused. So you have the body, right? You have the soul, and you have the what? The spirit. That's what make us up. Now, the body is material, 100% material. That's why I go back to the earth. It's dust. Going right back to the earth. It's material. It's the earth. Now, the spirit that is in the body is immaterial. That is immaterial. It comes from God. He didn't put the spirit of man from the earth. It comes from him. And that's why it says man is made in what? The image and the likeness of God. Why? The image and the likeness of God mean we resemble an operation God. Because God is a what? Spirit. God is a spirit. God is not flesh. So it's not my flesh is the image of God. It's the spirit in me reflect the image of God. And that's where God what? Lives and dwell. You get that? We need to get that in order for us to continue the teaching here. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. You cannot understand the scripture unless you understand Thessalonian, 1 Thessalonian. That's a man is a what? Body, soul, and spirit. That's how you get to understand this scripture. So it's saying now, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. And we know the natural man is that part of the man, his mind, his soul. His soul is what? Natural. It's feeling, thinking, emotion. That part cannot pick up or understand anything about God. So it's kind of, it doesn't make sense trying to talk to somebody who don't have his spirit in tune with the Spirit of God. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what? Foolishness to him. Nor can he know them because they are discerned. They're coming from the Spirit. So when God talk now to you and me, where he talk? Where he comes to? The Spirit. Answer me this morning. So if God talking to you and me, he doesn't talk to my mind. He talk to my what? Spirit. That's where he comes. Because my mind will tune him out. My mind gonna tune God out in a second. All right. I'm going to tell you when God speaks to your spirit. As soon as he speaks to your spirit, you're going to say, I don't know if it's God or me. That's the time you know it's God. And once you say, I don't know if it's me or God. Because when it's you, you know. When it's you, you're not saying, I don't think it's God.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.